This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Humanity has become domineering. It has become dangerous. It has become arrogant. It's kind of like the infant putting his or her hand on a hot stove.
The Health Ranger Report.
We are at that moment right now in human history where we, humanity, are putting our hand on the hot stove and we are about to get burned.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
So what you're seeing in Oakland right now with this flash mob of violent youth robbing the train, 40 to 60 violent youth jumped into a transport train, you know, a commuter train there, and they beat passengers and they stole purses and cell phones and they sent some people to the hospital. They just had lacerations on their faces because of this beating that this youth mob put on these travelers. If you're wondering why this has happened, the answer is very simple. California is breaking down into a lawless, leftist, delusional, what do you call it? A state of anarchy or terrorism, really, is what it is, because it's an extension of the fact that the political left has become the party of treason and the party of terror. They don't abide by any laws. They don't honor the outcome of any election that they don't win. So they'll participate in the election, they'll cast votes, but if they lose, they say it's illegitimate. They don't abide by immigration law. They have sanctuary cities, which means they are deliberately providing protection for violent felon criminals who are committing sometimes murder, sometimes rape, violent assaults on innocent people. And the entire left-wing political party in America, the Democrats, has now become basically what was called the Shining Path in Peru, which is a terrorist organization whose primary function is to overthrow the government. And this is being reflected in the youth. This is why they're having a flash mob, violent assault on train commuters. It's simply a reflection of the so-called leadership of California. So when you have Governor Jerry Brown harboring felons in California, refusing to enforce immigration law, when you have mayors of cities like San Francisco or Los Angeles or many other cities, San Diego, refusing to enforce the law, you end up with a lawless society. And in a lawless society, the youth figure, well, why should they follow the law since the adults don't follow the law? Even the elected officials don't follow the law. So why should the youth follow the law as well? This is exactly what's going on. And by the way, you're listening to the Health Ranger Report podcast at healthrangerreport.com. You can hear a lot more social commentary, philosophy, and other topics at healthrangerreport.com. So where is this all headed? Well, we've now seen that violent leftists, in particular the Antifa group, which stands for anti-fascism, it's kind of hilarious because they're fascists, but the Antifa group is lamenting the fact that they did not bring guns to the last beatdown at Berkeley. So, and the beatdown, it was called the Battle of Berkeley, when, I don't remember who was trying to speak there. It wasn't Ann Coulter, that hasn't happened yet, and it wasn't Milo, that was a long time ago. But somebody else was going to speak there at Berkeley. No, I know what it was. It was a pro-Trump rally at Berkeley. A bunch of pro-Trump students decided to put together a pro-Trump rally, and the Antifa decided they're going to bring violence to the display, to the march, if you will. So they dressed up in hoods and you know, covered their faces so they couldn't be identified. And some of them were teachers at Berkeley, like staff members, actual staff members at Berkeley. They were later exposed by, I think, 4chan exposed a couple of them. And these people then would bring baseball bats and flagpoles, and they would use fists and they would use pepper spray, and they had M80s and they were setting off explosions and they were trying to beat up all the Trump supporters. And then after that event, they went online and they discussed how they really need to arm up because they didn't have the helmets, they didn't have handguns, they need more military equipment is the kind of argument that they were making. they need to be better armed if they're going to, you know, put a real beat down on the Trump supporters, which is what they really want. I mean, because these are terrorists we're talking about here. These are terrorists. The left has become the party of terror, and they justify everything. They justify violence. They justify killing. You know, the UC Berkeley student newspaper actually ran, I think, 4 different essays not long ago after the Milo event, where students argued, and this was published in the student paper, students argued that they had the right to kill people like Milo Yiannopoulos to prevent them from speaking because they disagreed with what a conservative speaker or a libertarian speaker might say. So this is literally what UC Berkeley has come to, and it's just a reflection of what's happening across all of California, which has become a delusional state of violent, dangerous leftists. And that's on display now with this train robbery. I mean, it's an actual train robbery. You know, normally you mention the term train robbery and people think, well, you must be talking about the 1800s, some old West, you know, somebody on horseback robbing a train, right? No, today it's left-wing radical youth in Oakland. That's the modern train robbery, and that's the reflection of the culture. It is the complete abandonment of law and order by the left. And so where this is going is really one of 2 directions. Number one, if Donald Trump doesn't clamp down on this and use the DOJ and empower local police, maybe even empower the National Guard to start getting involved, you know, the California Guard, they can be federalized just via executive order. And that's what Trump needs to do. He needs to protect speakers at Berkeley using the National Guard. And if anybody tries to bring violence to that, like the Antifa terrorists, they need to be arrested, prosecuted, and imprisoned. Simple as that. And if they start bringing handguns and start shooting at innocent people and shooting at National Guard, the National Guard needs to shoot back. It's as simple as that. You can't let yourself be overrun by left-wing radical terrorists. If you do, then you've already surrendered and they're just going to take over everything, including eventually your entire government and your society and eventually your property. They're just going to take everything from you. Look at freaking Cuba. Look at Venezuela. Look at what Fidel Castro did in Cuba after his communist revolution. Seize all the private property from people. People that some people escape with their lives and they still hold title to the property, but they can't ever go back to Cuba because they would be arrested and executed by the government there. And this is what fascists do. This is why fascism is so dangerous. I'm talking about radical left-wing fascism and communism. You know, there are different splinters of it. Some of them are hardcore communists. Some of them are just socialists. Some of them are just anarchists who are left-wing anarchists. But they're all dangerous, and they all need to be dealt with immediately. We've had enough violence from the radical left, and now they're talking about bringing guns to the event. I tell you, it's only a matter of time, probably, before some Trump supporters who are legally carrying concealed weapons must choose to defend their own lives or defend the lives of others around them by quite literally shooting back to stop a violent attacker who is threatening loss of life or who is already in the process of killing people. That day is coming. It's not hard to see that. And there's no question that a lot of Trump supporters are carrying concealed weapons because they're being violently attacked by these radical left-wing, you know, Democrats, liberals, communists, whatever you want to call them. So the day is coming. This is how it heats up. This is what leads to the Civil War, probably. The shooting begins and then it just escalates. So I hope that Trump can clamp down on this to stop the escalation, stop the violence, stop the loss of life, protect innocent lives in California and anywhere else who are threatened by these radical left wingers. They've got to be stopped. We can't wait any longer. I mean, they're robbing trains for God's sake at this point. I mean, senior citizens commuting can't even. They're not even safe anymore from these radical leftists. They have to be stopped. They have to be arrested, imprisoned, and dealt with. So that's my take on it. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for HealthRangerReport.com.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.